Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 7, titled Creating a Sanctuary. Hey, you guys, this is Kelsey Millay, and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts and impressions and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. Good morning, friends. Today we are a week into this series. 1 week in. I hope you have been enjoying it so far. I have been having so much fun diving deeper into these topics with you guys. And if you've enjoyed the podcast thus far or have had any takeaways in any of these past episodes, it would be so helpful if you would pause the episode right now and take a second to leave a 5-star review for this podcast. It helps so much in getting this podcast seen and helping it to start grow and to have more people easily be able to find it. This small act of service would mean more than you know. So let's dive into today's topic. I have actually been really, really, really excited to talk to you about this episode because it is something that I am so passionate about. From the time that I was just a little girl, I was sketching out floor plans. I mean, I'm talking like I was probably 9 years old, maybe. And I would have all these different sketches and ideas, and I would hand them to my dad of how I would want my bedroom to be rearranged and what furniture I wanted where and where I wanted pictures hung. And it actually got to a point that my dad at one point told me that I was no longer allowed to do this every single weekend, and I was only allowed a couple times a year that I would be able to rearrange my room. I then went on in high school to do an interior design internship and later graduated with my degree in interior design from Utah State University. Design has truly been in my blood my whole life. My soul thrives on creating spaces that spark that joy and peace and contentment and excitement. I feel like if you don't feel those types of things in at least a couple rooms of your home, we need to make some changes. I understand that maybe you don't have the financial resources, or maybe you just simply feel overwhelmed by design. Maybe you really just don't even have the time or energy to be putting into your home because of other parts of your life that have taken priority. All of these reasons and a ton of others are totally 100% valid. I do want to make a point that I hope you remember. I will always cheer you on to create a beautiful space with colors you love and furniture that excites you, with textures that make you feel cozy, because I truly believe that everyone deserves that. But that is not the only thing that creates a feeling in a space. And it is not the only thing to consider when we are talking about creating a sanctuary. It is only one little part of the equation. There is tangible energy in a room. I'm sure you've walked into a space where you can feel that immediate tension from a fight or awkwardness, or after an embarrassing moment has happened. From some type of celebration, getting over, there's excitement. Energy exists in a room, period. This energy can be affected by a lot of things, but the largest controlling factor of energy in a space is people. We all bring energy into our homes, whether we want to or not. So since that part isn't a choice, since we know that energy is going to be brought into our home, we may as well choose what that energy is going to be. So in my mind, there is this equation that helps us to create a sanctuary in our home. One part can stem from the actual design of a space, which I am obviously very passionate about. But today, I really want to focus on that other half of the equation, which is the energy of our homes. One way to control the energy is by thinking and considering the 5 senses in your home. Yes, I did talk about the 5 senses in a previous podcast because it is so crucial and impacts so much of our lives. What you are smelling, tasting, feeling, seeing, hearing, these are all going to impact your energy. How do you feel when you walk into a room and your favorite song just happens to be on? Or when you come into the kitchen and smell your favorite dinner cooking? How do you feel after a family member comes and gives you a great big hug? Or your daughter runs up and gives you a picture she drew for you that you then want to put on the fridge? I would guess that you feel some type of an actual change inside of yourself. These situations can and do affect how you feel and what energy you are then putting into the room. So now that we know this, we need to step back and create a list of things that fall into these different categories of the five senses, and then bring those more into our everyday lives and into our homes. This may just be what I end up having your thought be for the end of the episode that I want you to ponder throughout today. But let's keep diving into this equation of creating a sanctuary. I want to start with a couple of quotes to really help paint this picture. These quotes all came from different LDS talks that I will have linked in the description below or also in my show notes on my website. Brother Wilcox, an associate professor at Brigham Young University, said, "The temple," he explained, "is a spiritual sanctuary. We can go there and escape the cruelness of the world and the pollution of the world and the evil of the world. Our spirits feel like they're going home." Ezra Taft Benson said, "When he was weighed down with a problem, he would go to the temple where he could put himself into an environment where he could receive personal revelation. What a blessing to have a place where we can do that, to have a place to escape the world." The early saints were told to make the temple they were building a house of prayer, a house of learning, a house of God. In the same way, we should make our homes havens of love where we and other family members can grow and learn to love, serve, understand, and forgive each other. Regardless of who lives in our home, we need it to be a place of refuge where we can feel the Lord's Spirit and practice living gospel principles. We have amazing access to temples, and these are places that are considered a sanctuary. These are places we go to receive personal revelation. I think the final part of the equation to create a sanctuary in our homes is by creating a home focused on a place where God can dwell. What would happen if we could create the same peaceful environment that we find in the temple in our own home? What would happen if we felt that our home truly was an escape from the world? That our spirits actually felt like they were coming home just as much as our bodies do? I think our own home at that point would become a sanctuary, very close to what we feel inside the temple. And I really do think it's possible. Easy? Probably not. Possible? Yes. I think eventually I may need to do a follow-up episode to this one because we are barely scratching the surface with this topic. But I really hope that I got your mind thinking about your home in maybe a little bit different way and how we all have a lot of choices that we make each day that is affecting the energy that we are bringing into our homes, but also the spirit of our home and how each of these play a big part in creating a sanctuary. How can we have our home become a sanctuary? Okay, so today's thought that I would like you to ponder: what can you add to your home to make it even more of a place for the spirit to reside? Consider both the five senses and what you may need to take out of your home for it to be a place that God would want to dwell. Okay, you guys. I'll see you back here in the morning. I love you guys and leaving you today with hopefully a little more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God.